This month's marketing bulletin from the Almond Board of California. Back in February, Almond Board of California staff embarked on their annual trip to India, this time led by President and CEO Clarice Turner, her first trip to the region at the helm of ABC, and her first time back to the market for some time. Turner's trip included participation in an almond conference hosted by ABC and attendance at the renowned Gulf Food Show, where she shared insights into the burgeoning potential for almond trade in India and showcased California almonds on the global stage. Turner, reflecting on her experiences in India, expressed profound enthusiasm about reconnecting with the vibrant Indian culture and exploring new avenues for almond trade.
My take on India is that there's a tremendous opportunity for growth. The Almond Board hired Deloitte to come in and look at our growth strategy, and they too highlighted India as potential for growth. Specifically, you know, if you don't know, India, half the population in India is under 30 years old, and they have increasing awareness and are placing more value on health and what they eat, probably in thanks to COVID, and raising that awareness. But that population is also growing and is now the largest in the world and has favorable macroeconomic conditions at this point, and also political, which adds a layer of stability, which makes markets attractive, of course. And then underlying, there is a cultural propensity for almonds, which is terrific because almonds have been part of Indian culture for a very long time. In fact, they're part of Ayurveda, which is having sort of a resurgence in population with younger people, and because it does talk a lot about health.
During the ABC-hosted conference in India, Turner engaged in discussions with industry leaders, including ABC's own Sudarshan Mazumdar, to dissect market dynamics and formulate strategic growth initiatives.
We are so lucky to have Sudarshan in market because he is all things almonds. And it was very evident the respect that he commands and the vastness of his network when we were there, along with the partners that we leverage in the market to deliver our programs over there and help us to think through strategically about where we go from here. The conference that we held had a lot of different pieces and parts to it. Really great discussions that were facilitated by Julie Adams and our trade and regulatory leader. And we talked a lot about just the market dynamics of what's going on in India. You know, what is the volumes that are coming in? How's it coming in? What's the tariff situation? What does it look like in the future? Lots of different background on all the moving parts because it is a fairly complicated market. Certainly lots of growth there, but also very complicated. We did talk about, and we had Deloitte present some numbers in terms of growth of Indian population, where we see that going, which segments are growing, where they're growing. And to your point, Taylor, we talked about tier two and tier three markets and how we can expand and grow in India. Deloitte particularly identified fresh nuts and snack nuts as a short-term opportunity, and then confection and more ingredient-based ice cream snack bars and breakfast cereal as longer-term potential growth areas. So that whole part of the Indian trade is growing, but in-shell is still number one and will continue to be for some time.
ABC has created an India Market Task Force and at the conference met with a newly formed India Nut and Dried Fruit Council. Turner said all of the collaboration is aimed at navigating the intricacies of the market and capitalizing on emerging opportunities.
It's a gift, really, to have collaboration across all the specialty crop channels in the industry because we're all facing so many of the very same things. And in many cases, you know, people who are doing business in one channel are also doing it in another. So it was great, similar to, you know, what we see at INC, having various people talking about their different categories across the couple of days that the conference was hosted. It's always great to hear the insights that are coming from different categories to figure out how we can collaborate together and how we can learn from each other, frankly, because we share a lot of the same opportunities and a lot of the same pain.
Transitioning to the Gulf Food Show, Turner described it as a global epicenter for food and beverage, attracting attendees from diverse regions. ABC's presence at the event was marked by showcasing the superior quality of California almonds and engaging in discussions on market access and distribution.
Specifically, you know, within our booth, it's a trade show, so we are representing almonds as a category, and we're talking a lot about at those shows typically about how we grade almonds, the type of almonds that we produce in California, and right down to the varieties and the rootstocks, and, you know, in some cases really getting into the nitty-gritty of what makes one different than another. And there's a lot of questions about taste and shelf life and, you know, size. And so our poster of the sizes of all the different varieties of almonds is usually wildly popular. So we wind up in a lot of conversations around those things. And then also around distribution. And, you know, we always have the handler list with us, and we give that out to people who are wanting to buy almonds. But there's a lot of conversation around, particularly, why are California almonds amazing? Why can we produce such quantity with the level of quality that we can produce consistently year after year after year? That matters to the trade a great deal. And so telling them, you know, our story in terms of our Mediterranean climate and our wonderful legacy of farmers that we've had in the state, particularly in the almond industry, for almost 175 years. It's really fun to be able to tell those stories and interact and, you know, give people whatever information they're after. And it's a variety of things, but it's really engaging, and it's developing relationships literally all around the world.
ABC's marketing initiatives, including new innovative commercials blending tradition with modernness, garnered significant attention at the two shows. Turner said the new ads were debuted during the trip, promoting California almonds and resonating with global consumers.
It does a really nice job of blending tradition with 21st century, because there's this whole thing about swipe left and swipe right in the commercial, which is just so well executed. And there's several versions of it. I think there's 8 versions. So they did a really nice job at maximizing all that goes into, you know, setting up to film something like that. But it makes me smile every time I see it. The music is perfect. The acting is perfect. The set design, costume design, really, really great. And it showcases the health of almonds and the impact in this case on skin and hair.
And that's this month's Marketing Bulletin from the Almond Board of California.